USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Burning Man Festival attendees were told Saturday to shelter in place and to try to conserve food, water, and fuel amid heavy flooding in the area. The airport and entrance of Black Rock City, Nevada, where the event is held, were both closed and no driving was allowed besides emergency vehicles. Organizers closing the festival to vehicles after one death was reported, officials providing no details on that fatality. Porta potties at this point are sometimes not available because they haven't been emptied, and some are full and not usable. Here's Fox News' Claudia Cohen on site.
Camps are hunkering down. We're supporting each other. We're making sure our neighbors have enough food and water and blankets. And we're still finding fun, just a different kind of fun. It's not so much art, cars, and parties, but really connecting with each other. And that's part of the burner spirit, too. So we're going to get through this. It's certainly a Burning Man to remember.
A Wall Street Journal poll released over the weekend showing support among Trump and Biden split directly down the middle at 46% each for the 2024 presidential election if it was held today. ABC's George Stephanopoulos said it appears the indictments against Trump are only strengthening his base with the GOP. With every passing month, with every new indictment, Donald Trump seems to be consolidating his control over the Republican Party. A horrified employee at Kaiser Permanente leaked a sex change training which promoted the idea that a three-year-old can be transgender. Kaiser Permanente released a statement clarifying the training did not endorse the use of medical interventions among children in the age group. This is USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreuse, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Steve Harwell, the former lead singer of Smash Mouth, has entered hospice care as he suffers from the final stages of liver failure. TMZ reporting that Harwell is on his deathbed as he has entered the last stage of liver failure, which was brought on from a lifelong struggle with alcohol abuse. The all-star singer was being treated in a hospital until recently. If you stroll through the aisles of a Japanese store, you might find Kit Kats in flavors like salt lemon, caramel pudding, whole grain biscuit, melon, and milk tea. Good luck finding those at Target or Walmart in the U.S. Kit Kat aficionados know that to find the most interesting varieties, you have to shop outside of the U.S. or go to specialty stores that carry imported goods. That's because Kit Kat is distributed by different companies in the U.S. and internationally. In the U.S., Kit Kat sold by Hershey. In the rest of the world, Nestle's is in charge. That means different Kit Kats don't taste the same. UCLA Bruins head coach Chip Kelly making sure to voice his displeasure with a new NCAA clock rule during his opening game against Coastal Carolina. In Division 1 and 2 football games, the clock no longer stops after teams get first downs unless it's the last 2 minutes of the half. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank, get up. Frank, get up. Come on, lady. Frank, get up. Frank, get up. Frank, get up. Yeah! Hey, this guy finally gets it. We're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.